Black Friends. So Sarah's mentioned a few shows ago that we should be people of hope, this people of gratitude, authentic thankfulness, authentic gratitude, which is of course so needed and so inviting. And authentic gratitude has humility as its foundation, because we know that we have a radical, or we hope to know that we have a radical and total dependence of God for everything. We know He created from nothing. Throughout the day, to cultivate this sort of the hope, the gratitude, we should have opportunities to raise our minds in gratitude. And since we are bodies attached to time, the church has provided certain means and methods to keep us in that mode of gratitude throughout the course of the day. I'm thinking in particular the Angelus, or the 3 o'clock Divine Mercy, or the Liturgy of the Hours. They would, you know, say it periodically. I also know I have friends, they have formed themselves loosely and they call themselves the 11 Club. And every time they see an 11, they stop and raise their minds to our Lord and Lady. Many different ways. And our humanity needs these many and many and varied ways. And just that stopping and raising the mind is what, that's the essential definition of prayer. Teresa of Avila will counsel us to frequently refer to spiritual matters in our conversation as a way of curtailing an evil tongue. So that came up in the Ignatian meditation. And she spent the first 20 years, and she'll look at that first 20 years in the convent, 1500s Spain, as a Carmelite, is really, she'll have a very desolate, a very sorrowful stance to that. And she didn't do anything grave is what we would call it, but she was overly friendly, and for her vocation, that was a problem. So that's what she realized. She goes, I need to come back to spiritual matters, And I found that to be really helpful in my everyday speech, that I don't get too far away from something that tethers back to God in some fashion.
Right. Yeah, I think that for people who, even if you have only purely natural thanksgiving, right? You know, to turn your mind to the people who helped you to get where you are. You know, to say, even if you didn't have great parents, they are the reason you're here, right? I mean, it requires some level of cooperation. Even if you don't have the best job in the world, you can thank the boss who hired you, right? I mean, like you can just... Because, I mean, there are so many people who are so far from faith right now that it doesn't even, they don't even know that there is something beyond the now to be thankful for. But you can find something to be thankful for every day. You know, if it's even just, you know, you have a pair of shoes to put on your feet. You have a door to walk through. You have a car that has gas. Whatever it is, you know, anything that is outside of yourself is cause for thanksgiving. A tree that's beautiful, a cat that walks across your street that is just charming, or a cute little baby in a stroller, like everything that you see, a flower. There's nothing, nobody is a pauper when it comes to Thanksgiving, right? Everyone is wealthy. The heavens are proclaiming goodness. And if you can't see the man behind the curtain, as it were, right, then at least be thankful that there's a curtain that you can see.
Right?
You know what I mean? Be thankful. You know, nobody is lax. There's not one person in this world who shouldn't be able to find at least 10 things a day to be thankful for. And make a list. If you're, especially if you're predisposed to not being grateful, then you need to be the one who sits down and every day finds something. And even if it's just, I've got a piece of paper and a pencil to be thankful for. Like, it doesn't matter. Start there. You know, gratitude can start small, but I don't think that it has a limit.
That's right. That's right. So I want to, we're going to sort of, as we wrap up in a little, you know, as we're coming into a wrap up, if you will, I want to leave you with some haunting quotes from scripture. Dan Burke, let's refer to him. And should you, they, the Avila Institute, that's their foundation, offers spiritual direction. You know, so if you need someone to help walk you out with this, there's that for you as well. But these are quotes that he found very haunting. And I do too. But this, it is throughout scripture. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, and daunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, there's the, the fulcrum, present your quest to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 11:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Now, I wanted to have a bit of a disclaimer. This passage does not say it's not a guarantee that all that of God, that all we have to do is resist the sin and I'll always win. That's not what this is saying, because that's not the reality of our humanity. We have to grow in our knowledge, wisdom of God. Sometimes we need a retreat to soak in wisdom of saints and doctors of the church. Other times we need someone to help fight with you. The worst case would be an exorcism. There can be deep problems with habitual sin, endomorphins, sexual eating, wound, deeply embedded in counseling, deliverance ministry. After that, learning how to reprogram. And sometimes more than one person walking with this. And so, yes, Catherine of Siena from the dialogue. God the Father. Okay. I see we're at the top of the hour. You've got things to say. We'll pick up with Catherine of Siena in the next episode. Is that okay?
Yeah, sounds great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Till then, my friends, fide Sriracha.